Welcome to Face to Face. Sometimes following a specific career trajectory can have some surprising benefits, such as the case for Dr. Kelly Quintanilla, Texas A&M University Corpus Christi's first woman president. She talks with her colleague, Ed Cantu, about her path to her new position.
So, Ed, how did you end up here in Corpus Christi?
Oh, I was born here in Corpus Christi, so my family is been here for generations. My grandfather, my father's side, got to Corpus Christi a little late. I think it was like 1929. And my mother's side of the family has been here since the 1880s.
I'm jealous. All you native Texans are so. You know, we who came here as adults, we think we deserve extra credit as Texans. We chose to come here. You guys were just born here, and you're like, this is our state. You never give us full credit as being chosen to be Texans. But I love that about this place.
So you moved here from Pennsylvania at age 26?
Yes. Yeah. So I had gone, so I'm the first one in my family to go to college. And so I went, and I just fell absolutely in love with it. And I finished my undergrad in 3 years. And people always say, oh, you must have been so smart. I said, well, actually, if I'd realized what I was doing, you know, I would have been happy to take a little more time. I applied to Penn State. I was at Pitt then. And I got an assistantship, and they paid your tuition, and then they paid you to teach. At that time, I planned to go to New York City, and I wanted to do public relations, in Manhattan. So I went there. And I was 21, and they put me in a class to teach, and there you can teach on your own, like right off the bat. So I had two classes that I was responsible for, and I did that one semester, and I just fell in love. I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. I wanted to live in New England. I thought I was going to live in a little New England coastal town and teach in a cute little university.
Well, two out of three is not bad.
Right. Well, so what happened was there were no jobs there like that.
Right.
And so I saw this one. I said, well, it's on the water. And I came down, and A&M Corpus was the most amazing place. It was the year it was transitioning from CCSU, and it downwardly expanded with the very first freshman class. And none of the folks that had been there had taught 18-year-olds.
Right.
So immediately we were on this even playing field. So it was just incredible. And so I ended up department chair before I turned 30. And it just was this career trajectory I wouldn't have had nowhere else. Corpus is an amazing place. And the kids were just, mostly first gen, or they were trying to change their families and their lives, and just incredible.
We're very lucky to live in a community where people are so caring, and they do care for what happens to the university and what happens to each other.
I think we've got lots of great people working with us, so it's easy. My job's easy in that way.
I don't think so.
Well, when I took this job, a couple people said to me, oh, what's your legacy going to be? And I said, okay, if I do my job right, I don't have a legacy. It's the universities.
Right.
But I feel like my legacy, whatever that means, I am glad to be president of this university, but that's the only place I want to ever be the president of. I mean, it's just been an interesting ride, and I love, love, love our campus.
I enjoyed this. I knew a lot about you, but little bits,
right?
And to expand on those things, that was
agree.
Enjoyable.
This was unexpectedly fun. So, when they said you're gonna go question each other for 40 minutes, I got a little panicked, but this turned out to be really good. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Kelly. I knew it would turn out good. You are a professional.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Optimism, focus, and a sense of purpose, all parts of a greater recipe for being successful in the world today. Don't believe it? Just ask Dr. Quintanilla, face to face.